Hey folks, and welcome to Drinking Alone with Friends, a podcast where three friends drink alone together. My name's Chris.
What up? It's Todd.
And I'm Obert.
And I'm still alive, guys. If you listened to the last episode, still here, still kicking, not dead yet. Can't keep me
there
down.
There was a question.
There was, yeah.
Even while I was editing it, editing out all the coughs and sneezes and hacking, I was like, I don't know, this might be our last episode. Chris might not make it.
It was touch and go there for a second. It was touch and go. Well, for more than a second, for like a whole, like, I don't know, week, it was touch and go. So, but for all you Chris fans out there, which is everybody, I'm still here. I'm still standing. You know how that song goes?
Yeah.
That just sounded exactly like Elton John.
Yeah. I'm doing great.
You even turned on all your lights in the room today.
I did.
You're 100% awake, I can tell. I can see both of your eyes.
I'm doing okay. I'm not gonna lie. Even though my friendly neighborhood podcast doctor Tud was trying to convince me, I am on medicine, so I will not be partaking in the beverage today. But
listen, we looked this up. It's okay. The NHS says it's okay.
I thought it was like Britain or something. They listen.
Alcohol is the same. No. Whatever side of the pond you're on.
No, it's not. It's different.
Well, I mean, you had a perfect excuse to get rid of one of those amber ales we were talking about last episode before your taste comes back fully. But
nothing says you have to drink the whole beer.
I don't want to waste a perfectly good beer. You know, I can taste fine. Taste and smell, they're back, baby.
Oh, they're back.
They're back.
Okay.
Really have no excuse. The NHS says you're good. The only thing that said you weren't good was the Mayo Clinic. And what do they know?
They just said it could be risky. And Chris is one thing I know. It's he's a risk taker.
I normally am. Normally I roll the dice, but the dice shan't be rolled, at least about this right now. Who knows what the rest of the podcast is.
I have to ask, though, did you end up with that superhuman untapped taste ability?
I have not. I don't know. I don't know yet.
Okay.
I haven't.
We're still holding out hope that
next episode we'll find out because I've not had a drop of alcohol in all of February. So,
well, just stay away from Papayas just in case.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing Sobuary without even trying to do Sobuary.
Yeah. I mean, shoot. At this point, it's only 9 more days. I might as well keep going. So keep pressing on.
UConn
is silently cheering my sober February.
UConn's going to be down 9 going into the half. This might be an ugly second half.
Well, Chris already spoiled how early we're recording this next episode. So you could let all the listeners in on the old sports news if you really want.
They didn't. They called that a foul.
The mystique is ruined.
They called that a foul. They're still down 29-43 at half.
Well, I got to ask, do you want to drink first, Todd, or do you want me to drink first?
I will drink in 1.2 seconds.
Okay. And okay, what are you drinking, Ted?
All right. So my beer this week is the beer that I teased last week, which is the beer brewed by both Barreled Souls and Abomination.
I like that alliteration you had there.
Mm.
Is it a banana bread beer brewed at Barreled Souls?
It is a banana bread beer brewed at Barreled Souls by Barreled Souls and Abomination. As you can see, the logo is two pieces of banana bread, with one of them having the Abomination logo and one of them having the Barreled Souls logo on it.
Oh.
Mm.
This is called an ode to the awesome YouTube video, I think it's actually an Instagram reel, is Banana Bread at Work Dude, which I'm assuming you guys have both seen this, right?
I have not.
Oh.
This is a meme that I am unfamiliar with.
Really?
A phenomenon that I'm unfamiliar with, yeah.
Chris, I mean, it doesn't shock me that Obert doesn't know this one.
As someone who lives in a state where TikTok is banned, yeah.
But the fact that you don't know that is kind of shocking.
I mean, just think of it as like a really short movie, and then it's not shocking anymore.
You know what? That does actually surprisingly make it less shocking. Here, I'm going to send it to you guys right now so we know what the hell we're talking about. So, this beer is a barley wine with Tahitian dried banana, vanilla beans, walnuts, and banana bread spices.
Sounds very fancy.
It does. It sounds good.
It weighs in hefty 12.2%.
Nice.
It was bottled on December 20th, 2022, bottle number 209 out of 1,080.
So back when the meme was a little bit more timely was correct. When this was
correct. Let's try banana bread at work, dude.
I feel like you should let me go because to me it sounds like a beer you need to let warm up a little bit.
All right,
bit,
then go first.
You know? No, I guess that was my way of saying like how cold is this beer?
Surprisingly, not that cold. It's a little cold. I guess.
Oh, I forgot we have the thermometer. We need to get the exact decimal fraction of a degree Fahrenheit to really understand how we're drinking this barley wine.
All right. It is 47.5 degrees in the glass.
Sounds perfect. Yeah. Banana bread barley wine temperature, if you ask me.
In case you're curious, the bottle...
Chug.
The bottle is 47.9 degrees, so... Like I said, it wasn't as cold. Surprisingly, coming out of my kegerator where everything is cold, this was not as cold. As you can see, it's a brown beer, standard barley wine color. You know, you could see lights through the beer, but you know you're gonna be safe from a T-Rex in here, unless the T-Rex can see shadows, and then maybe you're screwed. But if you don't move, they still can't see you. So
yeah, you'd be okay.
On the nose, you do get a lot of that banana-y smell that's like typical with like barley wines in general.
Mm.
And then kind of, you know, amplified a little bit by, I guess, some of the additional bananas that are tossed in here.
And the banana bread spices.
Banana bread
as well.
I don't know what the hell a banana bread spice is. Is that like nutmeg and cinnamon?
You know,
that would be.
I'm glad that one of us said it because I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, that's what comes to mind when I think of banana bread spices.
I mean, Chris, you're the baker here. What does your bakery god say to you?
I mean, that's what I would put in banana bread. there's nothing else really you would put into it. Just trying to like make it sound fancy.
Yeah.
Well, let's
true barrel souls fashion, fancy.
Let's see if I can taste the vanilla bean and or the walnuts. I actually couldn't tell you what a walnut tastes like.
One of you had the Polish walnut beer from Fox Farm on the podcast. Do you remember that? The Fox Farm walnut beer?
I don't think, was that Tud?
That was a
It was green, not me.
That was a green, that was a witch meadow, but that wasn't a walnut, was it? That was a different nut.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was the witch meadow. It was a green walnut aged, like some weird liqueur that they have in Poland or something.
Was it a walnut or was it a pistachio?
It was not a pistachio.
Huh. All right.
I'll look while you describe and I'll get back to you.
All right. Let's dive in here. Enough dilly-dallying. Let's drink.
It's beer 30 and I'm thirsty. I've been working like a dog all week long, so maybe something cold won't hurt me. Cause it's beer 30 and it's time to party.
Yeah, baby.
So it does taste like banana bread, like 100% banana. It tastes like a liquid banana bread is what I'm drinking. I don't taste the booze. There's no booze burn. I don't taste walnuts. Do they put walnuts in banana bread? I guess that's what goes in them.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. You don't have to make it with banana bread, but some people like it.
It's delicious. It is really, really, really delicious. I'm generally not a big barley wine fan. I think I've grown to like barley wines over the years, but this is definitely one of my more favorite ones. Left Hand Path by Labyrinth is another one of my favorites. But
yeah,
this,
that's a beautiful one.
This tastes like straight up banana bread. It's like if they took banana bread, threw it in a blender with water, and blended it up and poured it in a cup and said, here you go. I don't even know if there's 12.2% ABV in this beer.
Okay, so you're not getting a lot of bite.
Nothing. I get nothing.
Nice.
Which is strange because I generally don't like... As a rule of thumb, like I think Abomination is a better IPA maker than they are a stout maker. I think their stouts can tend to be a little too sweet and a little too odd, but they're still good stouts, but they're just not my cup. They're too sweet.
Yeah.
What was that? Evil Twin? Was that who we were talking about?
Yeah.
That has the same problem?
Exactly. Yeah. So this, I was a little worried about, but there was no reason to fear because Barreled Souls is here and they solved the problem. So this is delicious. I don't think I've ever had a beer that tasted. I love banana beers. I don't think I've ever had one that tasted like banana bread as much as this does.
Beautiful, bodacious, full-bodied banana bread brown barley wine.
I mean, it's perfectly balanced. There's awesome vanilla. I still don't taste any walnuts. Maybe I'll taste some walnuts later, but don't know.
I did look up that witch metal, by the way, and it was Nocino is the liquor that I guess, I think was Italian.
It definitely was Italian.
It's from aromatic green walnuts, which are unripe black walnuts.
Oh. Mm. So this is the second walnut beer I've had in the past like 6 months. I will say, in this beer's defense, it is the third ingredient on the list. So perhaps there's not as much walnuts in here.
And we're not even sure how if banana bread spice is even a real thing. You know,
that is true. So it could technically be the last addition in here. But no, this is an excellent barley wine. I'm going to give this... it's incredible. I'm going to give it a 4.5. It's fantastic.
Whoa. Wow.
Maybe even higher. Maybe 4... You know what? 4.75. We're going 4.75. It is like...
Damn.
It tastes like banana. It's liquid banana bread.
I mean, I know you've been talking this beer up, but at the same time, it's been in such an understated way that I'm shocked you give this a 4.75. But that's awesome. 4.75 barley wine.
Yeah.
That's got to be a first for Ted.
I bet you it might be. It's awesome. Delicious. But I love banana beers. I love bananas. Bananas are one of my favorite fruits.
Bananas. So are you like an avid banana breader? That's what we call them.
I am not.
Yeah, that's what the community says.
I honestly am not an avid baker. I can't bake. I don't know how to bake. And my wife doesn't like bananas or banana bread. So, no.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Now, I have a quiz for Chris.
Uh-oh.
Are bananas tropical or citrus?
That's a great question. It's false. It's impossible. It's impossible to tell. I think that's the only...
We'll never know. We'll never know.
Honestly, we'll never know. No, I think they're a what's another type of fruit that I can make a funny of right now?
Berries.
They're berry. There you go.
But we're not going there. We're not going there. We're not talking about berries on this podcast, guys.
We have to define berries now.
Nope. Moving on.
It's been brought up.
So you gave it a 4.75.
We learned that berries before.
Todd, what do you think
hoax?
Out of the 258 check-ins on this beer?
Well, first, I'd like to say that bananas are invented by the government. They're a figment of your imagination. They're conspiracy.
I think bananas are berries, by the way. But that's all I'm going to say. We're moving on.
Ooh, see, look, I was right.
Bananas are berries. Stop hiding in the shadows, bananas.
They are tropical. Bananas are definitely tropical.
Tropical berries.
Now I have. Listen, the more this is going to go on, the more I'm going to Google, is a banana a berry?
So Tud refuses to give a score.
Uh-huh. Until he learns if bananas are berries. I do think next, if we have
bananas are actually berries. Holy shit.
I know. I shouldn't have even brought it up. I don't know why I do this to myself.
What the fuck? The world is a lie. Who killed JFK?
Some kind of berry.
Bananas.
No. So how many check-ins were there?
258.
I have no idea.
All right. Ober, your turn.
High.
Easy
high.
Week for me.
It's going to be high. 4.34?
Good guess. You were right. It is very high. Not quite that high.
Oh, shit.
No. 4.28. So 0.06 off.
That's still stout. No, I mean, pretty good. Still barley wine.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I guess it is a barley wine. I didn't think about that.
I mean, but like it's a barreled souls. There's only 1,000 of them, like you said, and
it's
only two. There's
souls,
only 200 chickens. So it's like the people that are drinking
souls
it are
berry
like,
beer at that.
Yeah. That's what you should put in there. Be like, the smell of berries is overwhelming.
This tropical berry smell.
Yeah.
But no citrus.
UConn is losing 54-33.
I think the more you tell us the score, the worse they're going to do, to be honest. I haven't paid attention to a single UConn game this season, and they're doing great. Seems the less attention I give UConn, the better they do. So I'm going to go back to ignoring them. So last week I had on that amazing beer from Great Notion, Ripe.
Yes.
And I said I had another one from Great Notion I was excited to bring on next week. Was able to stave off from drinking it, to save it for the show.
Ooh.
Yep. And actually, it's funny because the little, you know, sometimes breweries print funny little messages next to like the date on the cans.
Yeah.
This one says, always money in the banana can, 12/29/23.
That's good.
This is, I guess, continuing with the theme. It's called Luminous Pie, and it is a smoothie beer It is a tart ale with banana, key lime, cinnamon, and natural and artificial flavors.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like a lot of berries.
Maybe. At least one. At least one. And we have tropical and citrus, so really the whole smorgasbord. It's a big eyeball with little mathematical pies written all over it. The eyeball is also floating in a suit without a head. It's weird. Let's crack this sucker open.
Let's see.
Doesn't really smell like bananas. Not as much as I'm sure yours does.
Yeah, mine just, I mean, like I said, it smells like straight bananas.
Oh, it's a thick boy, though.
Mm.
Several C's on this thickness.
So I think the mixture of bananas and limes, you said, right?
Yeah, I think it's like a key lime but pie.
With
I
bananas?
Think that's what they're going with. Maybe. Tart ale with banana, key lime, cinnamon, and natural and artificial flavors. Can't forget the artificial ones. People are all about the natural flavors. Artificial ones are pretty good, too.
Are those artificial berries?
Maybe. Super, super cloudy. I didn't do a good job of, like, rolling this thing around or shaking it up or doing whatever you're supposed to do. It's been so long since I've had a smoothie beer. Do you feel like the smoothie trend has kind of died down a little bit near you?
I think it depends. I definitely do see them still, but probably not as much as I used to.
I think that at the breweries that are not smoothie breweries, yes. But like Skygazer is still a thing and they still do, that's half their gimmick, right?
Their big thing.
Transcend, which is Skygazer 2, they also do smoothie beers all the time.
You're saying if it's your thing, they're sticking with it, but if you dabbled in it, you've kind of moved on.
Yeah, but it's also February.
Yeah, smoothie time.
Yeah.
It's February, so it's not like, I bet you they come back in the summer a little bit.
See, this, personal preference, I guess, but this beer is way too thick for me to want to drink on like a 100-degree day. This is the opposite of a lawn mowing beer, if you ask me. But it did pour like a smoothie. You could see Velociraptor-proof beer, for sure. Just the bubbles are slowly working their way up through the super thick beer like it's a fancy wall display in a McDonald's in the year 1998. Very, very sweet on the nose. I get a lot more banana. It was all at the bottom of the can. I didn't realize that as I was pouring it, but yeah, it's legit like banana gunk. It was at the bottom of the can and is now all on the top of the beer.
You got to roll those things. That's half the battle with the smoothie one.
I know. I didn't quite realize until I was reading it that's what I was in for. I just knew it was a fun one from Great Notion. So I don't know, but let's see how it is. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
I drink the beer from the glass, but das boring, das gut, ooh yeah, das more like it, keep pouring. I have the German accent, and so of course I love beer, but how much can the good hold? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Das boot.
Das boot, indeed. First reactions, way more tart than I was expecting, which, again, the description, literally the first two words in the description are tart ale. So clearly reading comprehension is not my forte tonight. But I was expecting a mouthful of like banana smoothie and I got key lime tartness for sure.
How does the banana fit in? Where does it fit in?
I think banana is mostly the creamy mouthfeel you get with the smoothiness and like the tart key lime sharpness hits the front of your mouth right when you first take that sip. And then the banana coats it with those cinnamon and natural and artificial flavors to finish through. It gets a little bit marshmallowy in a way, you know, where it's got that lactose-y taste.
Is it artificial banana?
Well, I think that they use real banana, but I wouldn't be surprised if they use like banana runts flavor as well. Did we talk about this on the show that bananas used to taste like banana runts and then those bananas went extinct? But
I heard about it on another podcast, Planet Money.
The candy still tastes like it? Okay. So yeah, maybe it's that's where it is, the artificial banana.
Huh. Banana runts are gross though. I guess good.
Good. You're glad those bananas are dead.
Yeah. Screw those bananas.
The tartness helps the drinkability. I think if it wasn't so tart, it would really fatigue the palate and be too banana syrupy. It kind of overwhelmed me with that. The key lime tartness helps reset every sip, I think. This is definitely a beer I would want to split with you guys. It's just I can never have a full 16-ounce smoothie and be like, I'm ready for number two, you know?
Right.
They're a one-and-done kind of a beer. But it's good. Not as good as the Ripe I had last week, that's for sure. That one I gave a solid 4.5. This one, it's tasty. It's February, so you know, well, it's March by the time you're listening to this. Is it St. Patrick's Day? Is this our St. Patrick's Day episode? If so, happy St. Patrick's Day. But
go kiss a leprechaun.
Go kiss a leprechaun. Give him a banana smoothie. I've talked myself into believing now. I get more and more of that banana runts flavor as it warms up. As I've drank through that like thick layer of banana sludge that was on top, I get more of the artificial sweeter banana underneath. This one, good. Nothing. Not the first Great Notion beer I would ever have, but I think literally the only smoothie beer I could probably find in Whitefish right now. So that's saying something.
It's because that's because it's the middle of the winter.
Maybe. So it's going to get a 4 from me. Still good. Still 4.0 territory, which is, you know, which is something.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. So I don't know if I had an aneurysm, but I just realized it's a banana-centric episode this week. Very banana-y.
Welcome to the episode.
Just a bunch of monkeys this week, I guess.
We talked about that already at the beginning of Orbert's review.
Maybe you should just, instead of reviewing a beer, just find a banana in your house and review it.
I do have bananas downstairs, yeah.
See, you should go grab a banana.
We are now a beer/berry review podcast.
Berry review podcast. Only just, berries. We're going to slowly figure this out.
Just a barrel of monkeys up in here. No big deal.
Every week we're going to play a new game where I give you two fruits and you have to tell me which one is the berry without Googling it.
They're all berries.
Based on the article I was just reading, I was shocked to learn that strawberries aren't berries.
We can't go there. Guys, we cannot go there. We can't do this. We can't have this conversation again. I just can't. I cannot. It's a 4.0. How many check-ins are there? It's
a good thing. I don't remember the name.
Luminous Pi. Pi is in 3.14.
Okay. Pi. There are 287 check-ins.
Whoa, that's like Barreled Souls banana bread, dude. Low. I was not expecting that.
Not a lot of banana fans out there.
That cream you're getting, by the way, is coconut cream.
Ooh, a little piña colada action going on.
So
that makes sense.
Let me just read the description to you. That way you can know. It's a sour key lime smoothie style beer with banana, key lime puree, cinnamon, graham cracker, vanilla, and coconut cream.
Graham cracker. Okay. Yeah, the cinnamon, the vanilla. Sure.
And that key lime puree key lime might also pie. Be the shit you're drinking too.
Right, right. So I'm assuming with that few check-ins, this beer was canned on 12/29. For whatever reason, Great Notion decided to release this beer in the winter. I guess this is a summer style if you insist, but not in Portland. Now I'm trying to like weigh the seasonalness of like, are other people going to be down on it because they drank it in January? I think they're going to like it. I think they're going to give it a 4.18.
You are closer than me. 4.16.
Oh, very close. Okay.
So the people were, you know, in agreement with you. That's pretty good beer.
It is pretty good. Cure your winter blues with this piña colada style key lime smoothie sour thing.
But you could also save it and drink it in the summer.
I don't think this is a beer. You know how we do every 50 episodes, you drink the oldest beer in your fridge? If this was the oldest beer in your fridge, I would tell you to don't risk your life by drinking it.
You'll be fine.
It even says on the can the whole keep cold or re-fermentation may occur.
Well, see, as long as it was cold, you'd be fine. You're not getting any re-ferms.
I've had a beer explode because of that.
Yeah, we've all been there. What are these smoothie things? Great for a 90-degree day.
Yep.
Okay, so...
So congratulations. We've been talking.
Thank you. Honk, honk, honk for myself. Man of the people. On the board. Back undisputed second place.
Damn it.
Silver medal.
Thanks, COVID.
Here we come. Yeah. You know, I think...
We did try to convince you to drink tonight.
That's true. That just shows how good I am at standing up to peer pressure. My iron will, if anybody knows anything about me.
He's not susceptible to peer pressure whatsoever.
Nope.
Never been peer pressured before.
Never.
I think if you're so commendable, it's worth a point.
Yep.
No.
I agree.
No, but I do think, you know, to even the playing field, I have some local rum that I've been saving. So next week when we're all drinking and I give let it between Chris and Todd, I'll have to have the local rum in and review that. So
and to make it even, the next time we record, I will take a break from drinking and I'll be Chris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think we should do that for like, hold on, what's the score? Like next 9 episodes.
Yeah, drinking alone with friends, then in parentheses, while Todd watches, I think is a good new name for the podcast.
There we go.
So I did win. And as man of the people this week, I'm declaring we're doing a game.
A thumb war.
A virtual thumb war. But instead of thumbs, we're going to use our brains. And instead of trying to do a weird handshake, we're going to try and guess what a survey of 100 people also said were their answers in Family Feud, Drinking Alone with Friends edition. But twist this week, I will be Steve Harvey. I will kiss all of your wives on the lips. And you two will be my contestants.
I could see Obert doing the eye thing. Look at me. I'm the husband now.
Yeah. I am your host, Stephen Harvey. So, for those of you who weren't around before, you were in for a treat, we're doing the Family Feud Fast Money, where one at a time, our contestants will get 30 seconds. Is that what we said? 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think it's 30, then 45, technically, but I think we always went, you know, we finished, you know?
30 seconds-ish to, yeah. I'm going to ask questions like, I don't know, let me pick one out at random here. Name something in a bakery a baker might call his wife.
Cashier.
And then our contestants will have to answer as quickly as possible what they think the highest number of people in the survey said. If that confused you, pause this podcast, go watch some Family Feud.
Yes.
And then when you understand the concept, come back. But okay, let me... So you two have to decide who's going to go first.
I was going to say, I was like, okay, so I'm new to the game. Todd, grizzled vet, right?
That is true.
True. Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, Todd, I feel like you should make the decision right now. Like, do you want to be the anchor or should you go first and then me try and save the day?
We've done this both times and I've lost both times.
Which one have you done? Have you gone second both times?
No, I went first the second time.
I remember Obert set you up really nice. Set you up real pretty.
Yeah, I think we might be better off if I go first and then you try to fix my mess.
Okay, all right. I kind of like that because then I can listen to what your answers were like as the podcast releases. Be like, why are you saying that? All right. I mean, that
okay, sounds good.
Makes sense to me.
That's good. I will give you the anchor spot. You know, I think you haven't had any alcohol, so your brain's a little fresher.
No, I don't know about that. I'm still working the cough medicine out of it, so.
Okay, we are ready. So, Chris?
Yes.
If you would please leave the room, I will text you when it is time to come back.
Okay.
Ted, good luck. All right, so the timer will start as soon as I'm done reading the first question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Name a place where, if her husband took her there for her anniversary, a wife would be mad.
A car show.
Name an occupation that begins with the letter J.
Journalist.
Name something that might be full of holes.
Cheese.
Name something a squirrel might get in a fight with if it tried to take his nuts.
Another squirrel.
Name something that you might make you suspect your new house is haunted. 3 seconds.
Pictures falling off the wall.
All right. Good job. Okay.
That's stressful. I think I did better this time. However, I know it wasn't as good as like I probably could be. Like, I don't know what a squirrel would fight against another squirrel.
Okay. I'm back.
Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you.
So some mixed news here. I guess let me ask, how many points were you hoping that Ted was going to get?
Ideally, he gets 100, right? Like, that's the whole premise. But I was hoping for 80. I think if we get like 80, I think we could salvage it.
Well, I think you're in a good shape because we have 87 points.
Oh, that's pretty good. Okay.
Look at me go.
Todd has Didn't get a single zero this time.
Wow. No cashiers. Okay. No cashier fumbles.
No cashiers.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see how.
Ooh, now I feel the pressure's on.
Chris can do.
What do we have to get to win?
200.
200.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's a hard game.
Yeah.
It's a hard game.
It is
Chris,
a hard game.
I apologize, because when you hear some of these, you're going to go, what the fuck?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we're on the same wavelength. I mean, geez.
Well, you don't want to be two on the same wavelength.
Not my answers. I'm saying the questions that Obert asks, you're going to say, what the fuck?
Oh, okay. Banana.
Name a berry that's yellow and long.
Nailed it. Cut it in one.
Okay. All right. So, Tud, do you want to stick around here or no, you go away?
No, I stick. I listen. I just don't say anything.
Okay.
Right?
All
right. Chris?
Yeah, I mean, you can take it blind if you want, but yeah, no, you stick around for this one.
The time will start when I'm done reading the first question.
Okay.
Are you ready, Chris?
I'm ready.
Name a place where, if her husband took her there for her anniversary, a wife would be mad.
Walmart.
Name an occupation that begins with the letter J.
Jailer.
Name something that might be full of holes.
Socks.
Name something a squirrel might get in a fight with if it tried to take his nuts.
Dog.
Name something that might make you suspect your new house is haunted in 3 seconds.
Ghost.
Okay. Good job.
I don't know if any of those were good.
You got through them all, which is good.
That's true.
See,
I guess.
Dumb questions, right?
The one that starts with J, that's a toughie. That was a toughie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so we had 87 points going into
need 113. That's a tough ask.
Okay. A place where if her husband took her there for her anniversary, a wife would be mad.
This was a good one either.
Walmart, not on the list.
Yep, that was yep. McDonald's.
Number one answer is tacky restaurant, which I would have given McDonald's. I would have let that one go. Tud was on the board with car show for two answers.
Okay.
Strip club had 19.
Ooh, but,
Yeah.
That would have been a good. That would have been a good one.
So not a good
start. An occupation that begins with the letter J. I'm tempted to give you judge, but I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. That makes more sense.
Number one answer, janitor with 62.
I was
thought about
Tud,
that one.
Tud, on the board with journalist for 4.
Damn, okay. Wow, so you must have cleaned up at the end of this because you only have 6 through 2 questions.
That's 6 more points than you
No,
have.
No, I'm saying, like, you cleaned up.
Okay, something that might be full of holes. Tud, number one answer, Swiss cheese.
Oh, I thought about it after I said it. Net also would have been full of holes, but...
Clothes, socks, number two answer, 16.
I'll take it.
An alibi or story with 14, net 9 after that. Yeah. Something a squirrel might get in a fight with if you try to take his nuts. Number one answer, bird/crow. Number two answer, another squirrel. That was Tud's answer with 23. Nice.
Let's go.
Dog had 5.
Hey, I'll take it. I'm at 21. Hopefully I get like 100 on this next one.
Okay, you need 92 on this last one.
Fucking nailed it. Ghost and haunted house, you got to tell me. You got to tell me 92, baby.
It's the thing that... might make you suspect your new house is haunted.
I saw the ghost, but I might be wrong, guys. It might not be haunted.
Strong suspicion. Could have been just passing through. You know?
On his way to his other house.
Commuting ghost. Tud had moving objects for 18.
Mm.
I think he said a picture falling off of the wall.
Okay.
with surprisingly only 6 respondents, ghost comes in second to last.
Yeah. Noise.
Number
was
one
like...
answer: noises/voices.
Mm, damn. Well, okay. See, there you go. I'm officially the worst at this game now.
See, it's not easy, right?
No. I mean, listen. I'll kiss wives all day long.
I'll admit that the host job is not that easy either.
It is tough. Like, how do you have to write it down? because we're not fancy. Yeah. We ain't got the guy to do it up on the board. Not in the budget this year.
Well, if you were shouting janitor at your phone while we couldn't come up with an occupation that began with the letter J, please leave a 5-star review. I can't be
journalist really fast.
Please leave a 5-star review and just put the word janitor in there. So
yes, there you go.
Your voice will be heard. You know?
It's kind of fun. We should do more of those. I kind of want a redemption arc now.
I know. I hear you. It's like once you do the first one, you're like, I want to do that again. But okay, as previously honked, it's time for the Frosty Mug of Wisdom. It's a wisdomy place, and they say it gets wisdomier. We take a Frosty Mug out of the freezer. We fill it with literal wisdom, stuff we think you should know about. To get there, we traverse through the song sung to us by friend of the show, Jordan. Jordan, take it away.
Test your handbook. Test your handbook. Test your handbook. Test your handbook.
Mug of Wisdom!
Drink.
Mug of Wisdom!
Finish that bravado. Chris. Tud. Overt. Popcorn and other animals.
Mug of Wisdom.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. I win. So Chris,
you do.
I'm taking the Frosty Mug. I'm starting this week. I have a handle for some listeners, Chris being one of them. Tud, probably not. But
okay.
It is the latest product I bought to keep my dogs entertained. And also, it's a treat. And I have a silicone lick mat. It's basically like, you know, made from silicone. It has all these little nooks and crannies. And I spread like peanut butter or in this episode, mushed up banana in the little cracks and crevices. I have one that's like all puzzle pieces. Another one's like honeycomb shaped. And the dogs just sit there and lick it for like an hour. And it's great if you have a nervous dog or if you just like want to give your dog a treat and keep them occupied for a long time. And you can feed them whatever you want. Like you could use canned dog food if you prefer that. If you want healthy stuff, whatever. I know Chris has a high energy dog like I do. Mm-hmm. So silicone lick mats. I bought one and it was a total game changer. I used it around the New Year's holiday for the fireworks. And it was great at keeping them not worried about the fireworks and just licking away. So,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely is hard. And like, you know, Mac turns a year old in 3 days. So happy almost birthday, Mac.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. They grow up so fast. And...
That's seven, you know, in dog years.
Yeah, I know. He's technically older than CJ. But like, he is just, he's all the energy. And he just, especially since it's cold out, there's like nothing we can do to like help him burn it more efficiently. So like anything, we'll take anything, you know? So.
Because it's too cold for him to go outside. He's just not a fan.
I mean, I'm not a fan. I don't want to go out there. It's cold out. I know.
I hear you.
Preaching to the choir.
By cold. How cold is cold?
I don't know. It's like,
you know, it's all relative.
Yeah. Weather's different in different places.
It's what we say on the show.
It's basically what we're built on at this point.
It's almost should be like the catchphrase under the Frosty Mug of our logo, I think.
I still want to know how cold is cold though. Because I just want to make fun of you.
I don't know, like 40 something?
That's not cold.
Cold.
That's shorts weather in Connecticut.
No. It's cold.
Chris disagrees.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. That's my handle. Tud, I choose you.
You choose me. I'm like Pikachu. I have a game that I was playing on my plane flight this week that I'm going to share. I mean, it's an older game, but I guess I had never played it. And then I was sitting bored on my plane, and I was like, well, what out of, like, these 101 games that I have installed on my Steam Deck should I play? Because, you know, Snake. So that's always a good option. Vampire Survivors tends to turn into one that I play a lot. But I saw this game called Rustler that was installed. I don't know why I installed it. I don't know when I installed it. The game came out February 18th, 2021. So it is 3 years old at this point. The game is called Rustler, and it basically is Grand Theft Auto if it was taking place in medieval times.
Interesting.
Okay.
So,
the top-down Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2 style, like, you know, you see your character from above, and you run around, you steal horses, you complete missions, there are people on the map that give you missions. It's actually called, when you click on Steam, it's called Rustler, and then in parentheses it says Grand Theft Horses.
That's pretty fun.
And the description is, become a medieval thug in a crazy open-world action game full of pop culture references, complete insane quests, kill heroes, steal horses, fight guards, rob peasants, and listen to some bard music, and much more. All packed in old-school gameplay style. It's funny, it's fun, and it is very reminiscent of old-school Grand Theft Auto games, except for instead of stealing cars, you're stealing horses.
Now, question about this game. If I had this game, and like, for example, let's say I was sitting next to a stranger, I don't know, like on a plane, and would I be embarrassed with what's on my screen for someone like the seat next to me to see what the hell's going on my device?
No. It looks like you're wandering through like a medieval village from a top-down view. In all honesty, I started playing Persona 4 because I've always heard that was a really good game, and within the first like 30 seconds of that game, it's like anime, like big boobed women, and
the guy next to you was like calling you a nerd and shoving your head in the locker.
Yeah, I felt embarrassed at that point to continue playing Persona 4 on a plane, so I stopped that game and started Rustler. So I was also sitting next to my wife, and I figured that if she looked over and saw big anime boobed women on my Steam Deck, I'd be in a lot of trouble. So
be like, so oh, all that Tud up to his normal big boob anime antics.
No, I recommend it. Pretty good. It was entertaining. I'm going to continue to play it. It was interesting. Grand Theft Auto style swords. I got a bow within like 30 seconds. So I was walking around shooting people with a bow. Kind of fun. Recommend it. Check it out. Rustler. Grand Theft Horse.
I'll look it up. And to close us out, Chris, what do you have for us this week?
So I actually purchased a product that was recommended to me through someone in my Discord, and you know, especially with me being sick. I don't know if you knew I was sick for like a couple weeks.
You're sick?
Yeah, I know, it's weird. But it's something I never thought I would ever use, but I used it, and let me just say,
amoxicillin,
yes.
Okay with alcohol.
Yes, allegedly. I'm going to continue using it, and that is I don't know if you've ever seen like the Navage systems or
like a neti pot.
It's like an automatic neti pot kind of thing where it's literally a machine that like pumps saline water up and through your sinuses to get all this gunk and crap out of it. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's gross, but I used it for the first time on, must have been Saturday or something like that, or Sunday. And
I'm just imagining the like as seen on TV ad for this, where it's like, have you wanted to use a neti pot but thought that's too much work? And then it's just like this guy with like a robot on his face, so just like pumping saline into it.
You know, it is one of those things though where it's like I don't know how I would ever use a neti pot. Like, I don't know how it works. Like magic. The only reference I have to neti pot usage is in The Office when Dwight says that he's going to use the pot as a neti. So this does make it a lot easier than that, from my understanding. And it does a really good job flushing out your sinuses. If you suffer from allergies, if you are sick, you know, I used it, and even while still recovering, I felt better at this point, almost all the way better at this point. even while still recovering, number one, it removes a lot from your sinuses, and number two, my nose has never worked so good. So like, in the 35 years I've been alive, I never remember my nose working this good. So it's I don't buy much stuff that makes good handles, and I'm not saying this is a great handle, but it's better than Dawn Power Wash. So anyways.
Which is saying something.
Which is, that's, I know, something. Honestly. I mean, I use Dawn Power Wash to this day. But like, if you suffer from allergies, if you're sick, if you're constantly fighting a stuffy nose, like,
you're someone who don't breathe no good.
Yeah, if you don't do good breathing, then try this, cuz I'm going to use it again soon. I definitely recommend it. So,
do you have to have your own?
I mean, you can wash it. It is washable.
But like, I'm assuming you don't want to share this.
You could.
No, they just pass it around like a joint around a bonfire.
Yeah. I mean, like, I would consider getting maybe like a second nose piece, but like the rest of the stuff, you just clean out and rinse out and stuff like that. So,
is there a clean water side and a dirty water side?
Yes. It doesn't just run mucus back and forth through your nose forever.
I don't know if I could do this. This would freak me out.
I thought the same thing, honestly. I thought the same thing, but like my, and you guys know, but like my head was like under such immense pressure. I was like, I'll do fucking anything to make this go away. So, and that's where the purchase came in. I was like, I'm doing it. And, I mean, even right now, my nose, I don't know if you could hear that. It's getting a little stuffed up on one side, but like it works pretty darn good. So,
now I'm imagining you like Darth Vader in that scene from like, I think it's Empire, where he's like in his like recharging chamber.
Yeah. And the helmet comes down.
Yeah. Like, you have this podcast, that's like, that's going to be you. Okay. That's a solid handle.
Anyways, breathe better.
Yeah.
Do the good breathe.
So with that, we'd like to thank you for listening. We'll thank the breweries who provided today's beers. I will thank Barreled Souls and Abomination for their Banana Bread at Work Dude Barley Wine.
And I'm going to thank Great Notion for their Luminous Pie, which is banana, not bread, not at work, I guess.
Chris, do you want to thank anything?
I would like to thank Amoxicillin.
Amoxicillin and my digital neti pot.
Yep, there we go. That's what I would like to thank.
Navaj, is that how it's pronounced?
That's how I've been saying it. So I hope so.
Navaj.
Please make sure you head over to social media and follow us over at DAWF Podcast. Also, make sure you hashtag follow the email at DAWFpodcast@gmail.com. You can also head over to Discord and join live conversation with fans over there. Links in our show notes if you want to do that. You can also head over to Patreon if you'd like to monetarily support the podcast and help us do fun things. Like pay to host the podcast. That's also helpful if you do that. So go head over there for as little as $1 a month. You can donate directly to us. Additionally, if you don't feel like doing that, head over to your favorite podcast app. Give us a 5-star rating and a review, or a 1-star rating and a review. Reviews help. I don't know if good reviews, I think good reviews probably help more, but bad reviews also help. And don't forget to comment janitor.
Yeah, please leave a review with as many J professions as you can name.
Ooh, there we go. That's a good idea.
Is junkie whoever
gets
a
the
profession?
Most wins. What did you say, jockey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it on the list?
Oh, that's what you were asking.
No,
I was like, yeah, people are jockeys.
People do that.
Four people said jockey.
Damn it.
Yeah, same as journalist.
No one said jailer.
They said jeweler. Five people said jeweler.
What I said. I gotta reclaim this. I gotta do better.
I can't think of any other more J's. Okay. Anyways, do that. Or you can also just tell your friends and family by word of mouth if they don't already listen. That'd be great. We'd be much grateful for that as well. Tell them that if you want to hear about a Navaj review, tune into this episode and hear Chris's comments about Navaj. And with that, my name's Todd.
My name's Chris.
And I'm Obert. And remember, if you're drinking alone, do it with friends.
Is Jump Roper a job?
No. Mm. Nope.
That's how they get you.
But we should all take our wives to a sporting event / bar / bowling alley / our parents' house.
Not Walmart.
Two people said the movies, which I think that's a pretty good anniversary date. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what you guys
the movie.
Well, even like some of those, like even the number one answer was a tacky restaurant. What if you guys love that tacky restaurant? Like,
yeah, just what if
love McDonald's?
Yeah, McDouble is how you met. You
know? Well, like, would Chili's count as a tacky restaurant?
Ooh, that's true.
Only if it makes your wife mad.